From this morning's gospel reading, we have Jesus praying for his disciples with these words: "They may be one, as the disciples, as we are one." That's the Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. "They may be one, as we are one." Today marks the start of Christian Egg Week. As many of you will know, but it's still worth remembering, Christian Aid was set up in 1945 in the aftermath of the Second World War, when members of church organisations in Britain and Ireland saw the need to bring relief to all those whose lives had been decimated by the war. Originally, it was to bring relief to people living in Europe. The aid was offered to everyone in need, regardless of which side of the war they had been on, and regardless of the person's own particular faith, or ethnicity, or any other barrier or divide that people put up between human beings to separate them. Christians working together strove to help people where there was a need. And what's more remarkable was that they did this in 1945, in a time when the people here giving would not have had much themselves, but they saw the greater need elsewhere, and they helped out to a tremendous scale. The work of Christian Aid over the last nearly 80 years has moved on to provide humanitarian relief and long-term sustainable support and projects for places where there is most need. Christian Aid is currently drawing people's awareness to those who are suffering from climate change, those who are forced to leave their lands due to war or floods or failing harvests, and those who have been forced into becoming refugees. Christian Aid, as well as being a charity of doing and supporting, is also a charity that advocates for people and communities, often those who have no voice to advocate for themselves. In our gospel reading this morning, we have Jesus praying for his disciples, advocating for his disciples, ahead of his arrest and execution. And it is more than just that. Jesus is not just praying for the inner group of followers who sat with him at table just a few moments before, but for all who follow him. And this is a special bit, for all who will follow him in the days and years and millennia to come. In his prayer, we hear the words that Jesus is praying for us, for you and for me, now, here, in St. Martin's in 2024, and for all our sisters and brothers across the world and across time too. Jesus speaks of the sorrow, loss, and persecution that will come to those who follow him. But he also promises comfort through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, of course, sometimes referred to as the Advocate. And love, peace, and joy for all who believe in him. And Jesus prays with the words, "They may be one as we are one. The "we," as I've said, refers to the Trinity, the unity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus prays that his followers may be united by a bond that is like the unity of God's own self. Where we, or church, or society, attempted to draw dividing lines between ourselves and others, Jesus' prayer tells us that our purpose is to connect with one another. Since becoming your priest, I have tried to build on the good work that has been done here by making connections across the community. One of these connections is with the three primary schools in our parishes. And please hold the schools in your prayers, and particularly St. Martin's School, in your prayer this week as we start a new adventure there with Messy Church on Thursday afternoon. It is great that we have a church school associated with the parish, and it is so good to continue to support the school with members of the congregation, volunteering at the school, being governors, and also being chair of governors. And I give thanks for that level of involvement and commitment. The school has, at its mission statement, a passage from the first letter to Corinthians. It says, though many, we make up one. Though many, we make up one. I have devised a little mime for the children to do when saying it in assembly. It's hardly up there with Marcel Marceau, but it goes, though many, we make up one. Though many, we make up one. And the children do it as we start assembling one another, bonding us together, bringing us together, that whoever we are in that school community, whatever we're doing in that school community, though many, we make up one. How we are with one another is how we reflect the love and peace of the glorious and united Trinity. And not just as one with friends and family, but as one with people we will never know, people we will never see. We reflect God's complete love that reaches out to all by showing love for one another, serving one another, with care and compassion, even if they're the other side of the world. This week, please remember the work of Christian Aid. Please pray for the communities and projects they support. If you're not able to attend our fundraising event with strawberries and cream and a glass of pins or a cup of tea next Sunday, then there's a bucket on the font if you'd like to donate. And also there's envelopes on the font as well, if you would like to gift aid your donation. Jesus prays for us to live connected lives, locally and across the world. Let us all answer Jesus' prayer for us, by all of us being one and making those connections with the people in most need. Amen.